Hello, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, you know what? This audio is just going to be a simple, quick one. Maybe I've said that before and maybe they never turn out quick. I don't know what quick is, so I don't know why I say that. But anyway, I just wanted to jump on here and send an encouragement audio to your sisters out there. I know I have daily communication with some closer sisters, and that's edifying and encouraging. But I also know some sisters that, because of certain circumstances, we can't have communication. Lord willing, maybe someday that will change. But anyway, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. And I just want to let you know also that I have a fervent love for you sisters. And I don't forget about you either. And I pray for you and all the sisters I don't know out there. There may be some of you that truly are my sister that are listening that I've never met. And maybe because of circumstances, we don't have any communication. And I totally understand that because, like Brother James and I were talking about, there could be sisters out there who happen to find us and based on their situation at home, they just want to be quiet, maybe listen, be edified, encouraged, and maybe are not able to put forth anything, or maybe not at this time. So it's all good. I trust that the Holy Spirit is guiding and leading all my sisters out there. If you truly have a heart for Him and you're willing to let go of everything and lose your life to follow after Him, this is just an audio that I just wanted to put something out there. You know, sometimes just a quick little message can lift up the countenance and spirit of somebody. You know, I know we lean on the Lord, and He is our joy and our hope and our peace. He is our all. He's our strength. He's everything to us. And we don't need anybody else around us. We could be living on a desert island and have the peace and joy of the Lord. Now, there are added blessings to knowing other saints or hearing other saints, or even if you can't have communication, maybe following along. Some of those sisters out there write on blogs, and I do follow. And I'm greatly encouraged when I see through that they are striving on in the Lord, and they're trying and doing their best to encourage others that they may not even know. You know, that's a great love, and that's something I've been kind of pondering. You know, Brother James and I in this ministry, it's just what we live for is the Lord, and try to help and encourage the saints out there to live for the Lord as well. And pouring forth and not knowing at times who's even watching, is anybody being encouraged or edified by it? It's our good works unto the Lord, what we do every day in our daily lives when nobody knows, which would be like our thoughts, taking every thought captive, what we're doing in our homes as Titus 2 women, how we deal with the people in the world, giving out the gospel, shining out our lights of Christ, and then pouring forth to also the saints, anybody in our life. I mean, I'm not putting these all in the right order. I'm just kind of listing them as I don't have any notes. I'm just kind of winging this. And so then reaching out into the world, Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, and then it's going to be in every nation. And so on the internet is a way that we can go as, if you want to use the word missionaries, I don't know about that, but we're proclaimers of Christ's truth and being a witness, and we don't even have to leave our homes, and we could be out in the world proclaiming that on the internet in a dark place. And I've seen some growth in sisters who are doing more of that. That's awesome. Of course, we have to keep it biblical and centered around things that encourage women, not teaching and dividing specific doctrines and such like that. That's what the men are to do. And it is a great love to send out to spend time on an edification, whether it's a written out teaching, maybe just, hey, this is what I've done. Maybe it will encourage somebody. Here's an experience I had. This audio right here, I just turned it on and wasn't even sure what I was going to say, but I just wanted to send some encouragement to you sisters. And I don't know who all's going to listen. I know there's some out there who do. But what if you all disappeared or the Lord took you home? When I say disappeared, maybe something happened. And I didn't even know if anybody was listening or anybody found us. I would still continue to do it because maybe sometime in the future somebody might. And quite honestly, I would do it because it glorifies God first. And it also helps me in my walk because we're to give without grudging, be hospitable that way. And I don't know, Brother James and I, we've just grown to be givers. You know, we get a lot of people who come after us. You did it wrong. You did that wrong. Your personality, this and that. They never come to us with doctrine. It's not correction and doctrine. It's people saying, well, your personality, or maybe you're too bold, maybe you're this, maybe you're that. But yet they're not willing to show us how it is biblically supposed to be, or take the time to really mean what they say, if you want to put it that way. Because when we do try to talk to them, they disappear. So we suspect they are all just attacks on a character. And I want to do an audio about loving the person, not the personality. Now that I said that, I guess I'm going to have to do that. So we just kind of overlook all that. We do this all unto the Lord. Because if we were to do it all just for the people, it could be distressing out there. Because it just popped in my mind. Brother Apostle Paul talked about false brethren out there. You know, he was listing his persecutions. And there could be brethren who fall away, who those can hurt the worst. The closest people to you that you can trust and have within your inner circle and in your life can hurt the worst. And we've seen that as well. But we will just keep pressing on. And this isn't about boasting, puffing Brother James and I up. It has nothing to do with it. You know what it is? I'm just showing you a simple, godly woman willing to just put it all out there and encourage you, sisters, and I hope it does to you too. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have great speech. You don't have to have big, long notes. You can if you want. If you have all that, that's great. But if you don't, that's okay too, because look at all the people that were called of all different aspects of life. Bad speech was some of them. And maybe some people have a hard time putting their thoughts together. Sometimes I do. And maybe some people think they got to plan everything out, and like me, like I used to be, and I would be hindered and do nothing. And I don't know, sisters, you know, and just lately, I've just been feeling like talking. Like if I met you on the street and I was just talking and we were just kind of connecting, and there's a time and a season for all these things. You know, like I said, a teaching, scripture readings, a victory report, a praise report on somebody, maybe, oh, I had a failure and this is how I overcame it, maybe some trials. You know, all of this sharing is one anothering. Titus 2. I know some people are like, why do you post a bowl of soup on Facebook and then write about it? It's like, well, I know for a fact that my sisters are rejoicing that we had some healthy food for lunch, and if we were all together, I would make some soup for them. I don't see what I'm saying. You get a lot of haters out there, and it really doesn't matter to me. But I'm just saying, you know, when I see that my sisters have had daily nourishment, I praise God for that. I praise God for the sister who took the time to share it, saying, I would make this for you if I could. I did some good Titus 2 works. I'm not out in the world running around. Like I just told a sister the other day, I said, you know, we were lifting each other's countenance and rejoicing over something simple. It was late in my night, and she's got at a different time frame. And we were rejoicing over something simple that before I was in Christ, I would have looked at like, what is your problem? And today, the simplicity of Christ, I can rejoice in something simple like that. And I said to her, this was on Messenger, I was like, you know what? I'm not sitting in the bar acting like a harlot. We're rejoicing over something simple. We're godly women pulled out and called out of the world, sharing every aspect of our life as proof, as evidence, making full proof of thy ministry, sharing our daily lives together to encourage one another. That simple is good. Whereas the world, you know, when I was in that rat race in the business world, flying around the country, doing business meetings and all this other stuff just makes me almost want to sweat thinking about that. I'm so glad not to be in all that and to be set free from that. But, you know, in the world, it's like what man esteems, God abhors, and twist it around into now, or not twist it, turn it, flip it. Yeah, I mean, flip it to the other side into God's world. And the simple things are what the world abhors. Us simple, godly women covering our heads, covering our bodies, wearing simple, plain clothing. The world looks down at us. And I've been on both sides. I know. I've walked in both sides there. And we rejoice in it. We rejoice when we find a simple plain skirt. Hallelujah. It's big to us. And the world looks at us like you're crazy, which we don't really care what the world looks at us like, because those aren't the ones that are seeking truth then, but somebody in it might. And so I'm not really sure where this conversation's going. I'm just kind of sharing some encouragement wherever my thoughts go. And guess what, sisters? Even without a topic, just sharing encouragement with you, hopefully doing it this way and being real. I'm just real. I don't get it all right. I stand on doctrine, and I try to be perfect on doctrine, like it says. I beat my flesh into submission. But when it comes to maybe delivery on how to do something, maybe how I said something, or maybe I didn't quite finish my thought, or maybe I have half sentences, or maybe my topic goes and spreads into different things, it doesn't really matter, sisters. The love behind there is what counts, the love of the Lord, love of the brethren, and the effort that we put forth. So hopefully this will encourage you, sisters. If you aren't doing anything to love the brethren that maybe you could seek for and try to do more, even if you don't have many options, whatever options you have, you use them and carefully go to the Lord and pray to Him about that. And so anyway, I'm going to let you go, sisters, or I'll keep rambling on. Love to you all. Hold fast, and Lord willing, if I get another day, I'll be back here to encourage you. May God be praised.